Thank you. On a similar theme, one of the things that may not be clear from your evidence is that you have a sense of the urgency with which it is necessary to get on with this, because so many children have suffered for decades over inactivity. And I just want to ask you about when you've just said in reply to Sir Malcolm's question that it is important that concerns must be reported.
Yes.
You use the word must, and that's important. Because what I want to ask you is, if you understand that they must be reported, why is it in your statutory guidance, and I'm looking now at page ACE025254_004, there is a much more flaccid language used in the guidance for your DSAs, and I'll just quote it to you just for your assistance.
Yep.
It'll probably come up on the screen in a moment. The guidance introduces a notification process to the National Safeguarding Team. It expects that the DSA will notify the NST. Do you see? It doesn't say the DSA must notify the NST.
Right.
And the reason why it may make a difference is because your DSAs may be wondering, what on earth are you suggesting to them if you don't use the word must? Particularly when, if you look at the diagram that you put to elucidate the reporting structure, and again that you can find, and you'll probably be more familiar with it in your guidance. That, and if I'd like this to come up on the screen for your assistance, this is ACE025256_024. This is in relation to the safeguarding concerns or allegations relating to church officers.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone looking at that would expect that to tell them what their and give them a very clear indication of what their obligation is. Well, if you insist that they must do it, why don't you say so in your guidance to them? Why do you use this rather circumlocutious and flaccid language? Is it expected that you will? Do you understand?
Yes, I do. I think there's a distinction there about the reporting to statutory authorities.
Yeah.
From the diocese safeguard advisor, because the vast majority of those cases, you know, they will be managed by the diocese. So that there is a distinction about reporting to the statutory authorities and the expectation to inform the national safeguarding team, which I think is advising us that they are dealing with a church officer allegations. And it may be something that we can strengthen in terms of that must report to the national safeguarding team, but the important thing is they've reported it to the statutory authorities. That's where the must really lie.
So you think there should be less of an obligation in relation to the reporting to the national safeguarding team than there should be to the statutory authorities?
Well, the management of that safeguarding concern in respect of a church officer will be with the diocese and those statutory partners through a LADO strategy meeting. That's where the management of the safeguarding concern will be. We need to know about it, and clearly, if it's highly complex or high profile case, we must know about it because we would be managing that. But the vast majority of those cases will be managed within the diocese, so the must reporting must be to the LADO or the police to make sure that there is a partnership arrangement, a collaborative arrangement between the diocese and those safeguarding authorities to manage that safeguarding concern. So that's where I think the must be, but in hearing the question, there's nothing to stop us strengthening the language about must report to the national safeguarding team, but we won't be managing the vast majority of those cases. They will be with the diocese.
Well, I think you understand the thrust of my question.
Sure, I do. Yes.
And it remains that you have made a number of suggestions about what may be happening in the future. Particularly your liaison with the Catholic Church and their proposals for the future.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand the importance of getting on with it?
Absolutely. I mean, Dame Maura Gibb talks about the pace of change, and for some in the church, actually, the pace of change has been quite overwhelming for them, if I'm honest. But we, you know, from a safeguarding point of view, absolutely, I see the urgency. Obviously, we can deliver that within the resources that we have, and I will constantly be arguing and debating for more resources to make sure that the pace of change is quicker, and of course the associate network is assisting us with that. But I absolutely understand the urgency, yes.
Thank you.